Signature sounds. Number one. What surprises many is that early modern English, EME, was a rhotic dialect, with heavy R coloration of vowels that are followed by R. The silent R of today's received pronunciation, Standard British English, is a more recent development. Examples: nurse, start, north, force, letter, air, flower, Orsino, Ferdinand. Number two, the mouth lexical set. This diphthong had a centered onset and started with the schwa, or neutral vowel, resulting in O. Examples: oat, load, known, coat, crowed, bow. Number three, the price and choice lexical set. This diphthong too had a centered onset and started with the schwa or neutral vowel resulting in ay. Examples: price, tribe, time, Friday, ale, eider, fight, viola, and choice, paint, bile, tie, a high, royal. Number four, the goat, near, square, face, and cure sets. These vowels, diphthongs, two-stage vowels in RP and Gen-Am, were more monophthongal in EME. We would have heard goat, fear, square, face, cure. Examples: goat, home, near, beer, square, bear, bear, face, stay, fatal, cure, tour, poor. Number five, the happy lexical set. Crystal tells us that this unstressed syllable also had a neutral onset, like price, choice, and mouth. The result? E. Examples: happy, lovely, city, baby, money, festy, valley. Number six, the strut lexical set. Crystal suggests that the close mid back unrounded vowel U captures the likely quality of this vowel. Examples: cup, rub, butter, love, monk, blood, hum, summer. Number seven, the trap lexical set. Crystal suggests a more open front vowel than today's a, similar to the a vowel we hear in the dialects of Northern England. He includes Annie and Manny in this, although they fall into the RP dress set today. Annie and Manny are still pronounced today in much Irish English, as they were in OP. Examples: trap, am, scalp, ara, Capulet, Malvolio, Andrew, Battery, Axion. Number eight. Since the lot and thought lexical sets were pronounced without the lip rounding of today's RP, Crystal directs us to the less rounded version spoken in mainstream American English. R is the vowel he suggests. Examples: lot, stop, rob, profit, honest, swan, knowledge, want, watch, and daughter, awkward, art, call, stock. Number 9. Crystal cautions us to retain the lip rounding of conservative RP, oo, in the goose lexical set, though he lists several words like fool, conclude, tooth, and proof, today part of the goose set, for which he recommends uh, which allows puns, such as that in thou full dish a fool. This creates some difficulty over words like blood and other double O words that are today part of strut. Confusion with words in the foot set, like put, full, cuckoo, good, woman, could, is also possible. Proceed with caution. It is probable that both pronunciations would have been current in Shakespeare's time. Examples: loop, mood, dupe, Juliet, funeral, duty, fruit, beauty. Number 10. Crystal addresses the bath and start sets together, telling us that R is the target, though R-coloured, R in the case of start words, of course. Interestingly, words like warm, war, quarter, and worn, today members of the North Force set, were pronounced in EME identically to start words, which are all spelled with the letter A. He also lists daughter, now a thought set word, and suggests daughter. Examples: stuff, path, brass, blast, ask, master, basket, and start, art, barn, sergeant. Number 11. Although we cover the heavy R coloration of this dialect in signature sound number 1, Crystal additionally asks for a slightly different vowel shape for the nurse set, slightly more open. R is his suggested target. Examples: usurp, tarn, mercy, shirt, assert, earth, worst, scourge. Number 12. The fleece lexical set, whose spelling nearly always involves the letter E, calls for the slightly more open vowel E, or one even closer, E. Examples: say, failed, bay, people, breathe, complete, Caesar, phoenix.